The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The new photos of Bradley and Irina that is breaking the internet. And here to break it all down with me is Morgan Stewart McGraw.
I love the intros.
And Lisa Ray, the real McCoy, everybody. Damn, it's a That Bitch Tuesday.
It is a That Bitch.
Man, you know it.
I feel the energy already. It's a good day.
Don't you?
Look at you. You got vanilla and vanilla.
Well, let's talk about it, honey, because Bradley and Irina has us doing a double take. The exes were caught walking arm in arm in New York over the weekend, and it's got everybody confused. Do you guys think they're back together, or are they just that close?
This is not an accident, right?
Yeah.
This is definitely something where they want to be seen. This is calculated. They want to be spoken about. They could very easily just like walk next to each other and not cause any chaos. There is a reason for this image to wanting to be portrayed out there.
I concur because they know about paparazzi.
They know
who they are. They know what they're doing.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, or it could like, just be 30. Right?
Okay.
It's true.
I mean, or it could just be 32 degrees in New York. I mean...
They're
accustomed to that, too.
For sure. I think you're right. I also think...
Also a valid point.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what happens, you break up with a man, you don't see anybody for a long time.
And you hit it the night before.
You see, your man sees you out with Kanye West. Oh, somebody else wants you. And all of a sudden, it's like, let's give this another try. You know, men want things that other men want.
You don't miss until the well runs dry is what you're saying.
Mm. Yeah, I also feel like that Kanye thing, like even looking back at that or thinking about it, like we don't actually know what happened. Like they were not ever photographed together. They were in the same place. He could have just talked to her about Givenchy all night. Like we have no idea.
A man is flying you to the south of France on a private jet.
It's Kanye,
but
though.
The man can do it.
Yes.
So it's really no big deal.
Agreed. We've done this. We know.
I'm so sorry. Irina Shayk is a single mother. You think I am leaving my child for 4 nights to go play dress up with Kanye West?
What?
No, boo. I'm taking it undressed with Kanye West at that point.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the Kanye Irina thing is such a blip, but I definitely feel like they want us to think about whether or not they're together, and there's a reason for that, which means they're probably reestablishing themselves as some sort of public couple.
So stay tuned is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Stay tuned.
I think so.
So let's play a game.
Okay.
And they're
let's
both
say
so
they're
hot.
Not together.
Okay.
Could you be this close when an ex? We've seen Gwyneth Paltrow and her ex-husband do it. We've seen other people consciously mm-hmm. a couple. Could you mm-hmm. be this close with an ex?
I could. If I was not dating anybody else and I was single, that mean I would not be disrespecting my relationship? Absolutely. If I'm still cool and we're still close, and even if I want him to hit it the night before, I mean, we can do that because we're grown.
Right?
Say it again.
Right.
I agree. I think that it's one of those situations. Also, all the people that you mentioned and these two, it's different when you have children. And we spoke about this yesterday. I think the co-parenting aspect is like, if you're not going to work out romantically, you guys had your time to mess around, you've created a child, the priority needs to be about that kid.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I also think the road to becoming friends after a breakup and a divorce is much different. These two broke up. They didn't have to go through the messiness of the legal, of the mudslinging, of all that all those things.
Yes.
All he had to do was pack his bags and go two doors down to the next apartment building over here.
Right.
And start living his life. So I think when you break up after 4 years, it's much different than when you divorce after 4 years.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I think divorce also creates chaos and just messiness that maybe isn't even there from the beginning. But then when you language gets involved and people get involved, it gets crazy.
Well, somebody has to be wrong.
Yeah.
In a divorce.
Yeah. Yeah. And then someone has to take the responsibility.
Right.
And the accountability.
And there's always some, yeah, exactly.
And they look great together.
Ridiculous how good they look together.
And I haven't seen him smile in a really long time, so she definitely gave him that nana last night. Will Smith took over Red Table Talk with Venus and Serena Williams. He stars as the tennis player's dad in the movie King Richard. And Serena shared something their father did that would never work in her marriage.
My dad at one point was working and then he stopped. He's like, this is what we're gonna do. I'm not gonna have a job.
Wow.
And I'm gonna go with Venus and Serena and train them every day. Now, that would be impossible for me if my husband were to tell me that. Mm-hmm. I would be like, I've kind of worked my whole life. I'm trying to like relax a little bit.
Okay.
Look,
okay.
I'm gonna say this. Disposable income is an aphrodisiac for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I need a man with a W-2 or two W-2s at that point. But I will say, if my partner's dream or my kid's dream was bigger than mine and there was legs to it, I would have to let my husband go and try that out if I knew that there was some potential.
Okay, let me say this. I went to the premiere the other night, and it's an excellent movie, by the way.
Okay.
A very supportive, family-driven movie. But here's the thing. He had a job. He had a job, a night job, because he wanted to have his time for the girls in the daytime to help them practice.
Right.
However, when he left and they started making it, they started making a little money, but the mom was supporting them. So if the mom wants to take that position to be the head of the household, which she did because she ultimately believed in their dream as well,
yes,
then she saw something and they saw something in those girls that they knew that they had to push them to get their brand out there, and therefore, we know the girls as Serena and Venus Williams.
I agree.
But it didn't sound like Richard gave them a choice. I feel like Richard came home one day and was like, I'm gonna do this.
I think so. I think probably at the time, but I mean, he felt very strongly about what you were saying about he feels like, okay, there's something really special within these girls. We have to foster these dreams. And it was a risk for sure. I mean, there was no guarantee. This really worked out for them. You know, there was a lot of time and hard work and dedication that was devoted to crafting those careers. And I feel like, listen, you know, it just depends on what you... if you're both on the same page and you both have the same belief
because
system
about your kids.
Because the
special has got to be there. If he didn't see the special, they didn't have the talent, then it wouldn't be there. So they had to have said to him, Dad, look, I like this. I want to do this. I have this. I got this.
And it's going to require my daytime work.
I do think, you know, husband and wife, you can work that out. Mm-hmm. You know, how are we going to do this? Who's going to bring home the bacon? Who's going to take Katie's kids?
Stressful.
The people that I felt maybe got the short end of the stick, and I don't know if this is correct or I'm just speaking out of turn, but most times it's the siblings who aren't the superstars that sometimes get the shaft.
What
and that's
mean?
Why you see a lot of...
You mean siblings outside of Venus and Serena?
Or I'm saying Venus and Serena's sisters got the shaft a little bit because their parents were focused on them and their dream.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of Hollywood kids whose sisters, you know, the Lohans and, oh, my sister is this person. Mm-hmm. They act out because they didn't receive...
They don't have their same own identity.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it could actually be that, you know, some of the other siblings don't have that same interest. And so they're totally fine with just going off to school and becoming what they want to become because I'm leaving it up to you to make your mark in the world.
I think that that's true, too. But I do think when parents are so hyper-focused on a talent, fostering a talent, even with Beyoncé and Destiny's Child, like, Solange wasn't in that group. Like, everything went into creating those girls. So, but ultimately, like, we're talking about examples that paid off. Like, Venus and Serena were meant to take this path regardless of if their siblings suffered a little bit and didn't get as much attention.
No, honey. Solange was up in the boxing ring getting her ass ready for that elevator, okay? That's what she was fostering. Somebody had to be security. Somebody had to play security.
She played both.
Red Table Talk drops tomorrow on Facebook. Watch. Now, George Clooney says he feels like a mall was specifically designed for him. That's some rich people stuff. Listen to what he told Marc Maron on the WTF podcast about falling in love and popping the question.
Listen, I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to have kids. And then this extraordinary human being walked into my life. And I just, I fell madly in love, and I knew from the minute I met her that everything was going to be different.
And the kid thing, you know, was it a discussion or did you just like, I'm in?
Oh, no, it was a discussion because we never discussed it. We didn't discuss getting married. I just dropped it on her and it was like a surprise.
Drop it on me. Drop it on me and drop it low.
Drop it hard.
Hot and low.
Right? Come on.
There's nothing to discuss.
Oh my God,
I mean,
yes.
Like, we know. Charming, charismatic, gorgeous, was single. Remember, he was like the eternal bachelor. Mm-hmm, no. Mm-hmm. Remember when he was with Stacey Keibler?
Oh, God.
Come on, girl.
It's something to be said about a woman that can break a man down like that. In a good way, break him down.
Yes.
To say, I never wanted to get married. I never wanted kids. I didn't want to be tied down. But now you have made me pop the question, and you didn't even know I was.
Yeah. It's so true.
Talk about fairy tale.
And right? It takes a woman like Amal, right? She's hyper-intelligent. She's extremely successful in her own right. Like, he needed a challenge. I don't think he had had a challenge before her.
I don't know. I don't know. You know.
But it's also the intersection of right time, right place.
Yes.
Like, he was getting to the, you know, he was getting to that age where, like.
He may not have
like
been able to make a baby.
100%. He was probably at the point where he was like, I got to do this now or never.
But Leo's not getting to that point ever.
He will get to that point.
You think he's going to settle down?
I think he will.
I think he will, too.
I think
maturity
he will too.
Makes you do that.
Yes.
You know that because you're married.
Yeah, but I don't know. Leo's been an eternal. I haven't been a bachelor for 40 years. Like, I don't know. I'm
we
not
forget
sure.
That he's only like 42.
Is Leo only 42?
Yes, the man is not that old.
He's looking very Jack Nicholson to
me. He's 40. I'm Googling that.
Google that.
Yeah.
Google that.
Yeah.
You guys, coming up, Kendra Wilkinson's telling us all about her big life change. Plus, inside Nicole, Zoe, and Elle's very stylish night out. You don't want to go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The InStyle Awards were last night, and the celebs showed up in style, honey. Nicole Kidman, jewel tone dress. I am living for all of it. You can't tell me nothing.
She looks great.
She looks great.
She's toned. She looks wonderful. Hair is just like lightly, you know, there, not done too much. Yeah, she looks great for her age.
I like that.
I mean, you know, being a woman that's mature and aged gracefully, myself. I concur. I can see this.
I like the dress. It's pretty.
You're real specific about that.
I like the dress. I think it's, I like the dress. She looks, purple's gonna be a big color, so I'm getting on board with purple.
Well, you know what? Let's go to Fuchsia because Zoe Kravitz rocked this head to toe look with a headdress, honey.
This is good.
She always brings it. She's so, to be so young, she's so classy and she's so sexy to be so young. It's like, she's like her mom. She's just like her mother.
The face is no joke. It's literally, I mean, that bone structure, she's so cool and different, and I love this. I love it. I feel like Met Gala, I was a little like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, what happened? And then this is just like, yes, Zoe, bring it.
I wish I could do that minimal makeup thing, you know what I mean? Like,
she's just
been kissed by the sun look and just give you that pout.
Forget it.
It's because her mama gave her some jeans, honey.
Yeah.
Elle Fanning is giving us avant-garde with this metallic chain top. I am living for it. The only thing I'm not living for, the one thing I wanted to see how long the hair was in the back. I needed it to be that Kim K fresh mermaid weave, or I needed it to be just a slick ponytail, and I would have been good. But I love that she's stepping out of her box.
And I like the ombre of the hair.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It could be just, you know,
touching
up with the photo. Yeah,
the lighting.
The shirt, the top.
I think she looks incredible. My only critique is that I just don't know. Did Zendaya wear this top already?
No, she did not.
No.
Are you sure?
She did not.
Okay, it's amazing. I just wish we didn't do it with a black skirt. I feel like it looks a little harsh.
Okay,
I wish it was something else. I wish it was like something new. I don't know, something like a little.
Maybe gold?
Gold, maybe like a very matching soft gold. I think the black, it just makes it too early 90s.
I'm gonna go ahead and go to this package of Elle Fanning at the premiere of her royal drama, The Great, so I can get Morgan all the way together.
I love that show, by the way.
Roll this package so I can abuse this pregnant woman.
Ew. You're calling yourself The Great?
Of course.
Seems arrogant.
Are there some traits of Catherine the Great that you have personally?
I feel like I am a lot like her.
Yeah.
pretty empathetic, I guess. I'm like, I can talk a little bit too much at times, too.
You also are pregnant this season. Does it kind of give you a sense of a baby fever?
I did kind of love the way I looked with it. The funny thing is the prosthetic mold, they mold it to my body. So they did say, like, that this is probably what I would look like pregnant. I look cute.
You look so cute pregnant. What's some story or something crazy that happened during the filming of season two that no one else knows?
We had a lot of stuff. A lot of animals on set, frog on set that was had to sit on my prosthetic tummy. It was sitting there great and did a really good job. And then he came back and they're like, it's mating season. So, and they were like, oh no. And he was like horny and weird. And like started jumping off. It was like, didn't cooperate as much.
Right. It sounds like he fits in with the show because everyone on the show is provocative.
That's right.
Horny.
That's right. Crazy. So he came back prepared, I guess.
I'm chosen by God. You were chosen by mail order.
Tell me about the behind the scenes of shooting with a family like this.
Everyone's so funny. And also how they develop each character becomes funny and funny. And also it's led by Elle Fanning, who's just like incredible in every single way, and I respect her like opinion in terms of like when we're doing a scene. If I'm like, hey, this is good, and she's like, no, dude, this isn't good. You got to figure it out. I could always look to her as a barometer of what I'm doing.
You were a vision at the Gucci Gala. That black girl.
Yes, thank you.
Girl, where do you draw your inspiration from, knowing that you are a fashion icon?
I have fun with fashion. Like I always want to take the risk. I always have like kind of a vision for the night. It's something that I enjoy, and I guess it. I hope that it shows that I just have a fun time with it.
Adorable here.
By the way, if this woman watches a show, that means it's good. The Great, how good?
So adorable.
We watched it during COVID. It is such a good show. I highly recommend it, and I watched every episode. She kills it, and Nicholas Holt kills it. It's so good. Huzzah! It's so good.
It's so good.
I love it. And they drink all the time. They just drink and have sex.
It's happy hour somewhere.
Yeah, by the way. Not for me ever, but it's good.
Huzzah!
Mazel tov.
Season two of The Great premieres Friday on Hulu. Now, Halle Berry got all kinds of shade when she played Catwoman, and 17 years later, she admits the criticism still hurts her. Check out what she told Jimmy Kimmel.
Is that something that you think about, Catwoman? Is that something that you were disappointed by?
Well, I wasn't, but it seemed like the people were. I worked really hard to be a Catwoman. I learned capoeira, like, I did the work. The disheartening part was I didn't direct it, I didn't produce it, nor did I write it. I was just the actress in it.
Right.
But for all these years, I have carried, I think, you know, the weight of that film. And, you know, whatever success it had or didn't have, somehow it seemed like it was all my fault. But it really wasn't my fault. But I've been carrying it.
Does that happen to actresses?
Absolutely, all the time. And I'm glad that she said that. Because when the audience is watching a film, it's always on the actress. You don't know even to say, but the crew and the grip and the writers, you don't know that. And so she's right. She did carry the weight of that. And any performance that you do, I bet you the people on the other side, they can't do it.
100%.
They can't do it.
That's all that we need to talk about. Okay. That everyone else that's always criticizing and canceling and throwing judgment, it's like, well, let's turn the camera on you and see what's going on in your home, what you're doing, how talented you are.
And not even reality, but just to have a skill that possesses you knowing what I'm going to say, and then I need to know what you're going to say. I have to put my keys down at the same time, scene by scene.
Amen.
Take by take. Yeah. It's not easy.
It's not easy. And I also think that people really judge characters in movies like Batman so much more harshly than any other film, because it's such a beloved franchise that people just become obsessed.
For sure.
With, like, who's playing who. I thought she killed that body in that cat
suit. That body, yes,
was
absolutely.
Everything.
What?
But we also are missing one part of the aspect.
What's that?
You know that men can have four flops and a win, and all we're going to focus on is the win. On the other hand, a woman can have four wins and a flop, and all we're going to focus on is the flop.
So we know that there's a double standard.
There's a double standard there. Yeah. It just is how it happens.
God.
And it's a blame game. Because guess what? If I mess up on this show, it was Tom's fault.
Yeah.
After the break, Kendra Wilkinson joins us live. She's telling us about her new job, life as a single mom, and when she going to get the D next.
Oh, my God.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is no less than a disaster. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. The one thing I know and I'm aware of is that I am a real estate agent when it comes to showing a property. I feel like a failure.
By the way, I know we're here to talk about Kendra, but who are those two dudes?
Yeah, what's going on there?
What's going on there?
Oh, they're just helping me out.
Justin's like, can they help me out?
Right.
No, they are, like, honestly, like, this cast that's been around me filming the show, the agents, everybody's been so amazing. And they are the most down-to-earth people, agents, like, you could find in L.A. Like, you, it's
oh
just,
my God.
I'm just so happy. I'm so happy to have been, you know, guided by, like, the most amazing group of agents. It's just been, like...
Oh, my God. Well, so, you better intro this because like, we need to know. We need to tell everybody what
they're not. Everybody who doesn't know her, this is Kendra Wilkinson from Girls Next Door, who's now a real estate agent.
Yes.
I have to ask you, so you'd rather be around agents than bunnies?
Yes.
I'm taking it.
Times have changed. Big time. I don't even remember those days, honestly. It's like a blur.
I know, right? It's just like you black all of that stuff out. You're like, what happened?
Right?
But what made you want to go back on reality TV with this show?
Oh, my God. I really thought those days were done. This time around, I thought they were done. And those 14 years of 15 minutes were up, and it was done. And next thing you know, I found myself, like, needing work, and no one was calling. I was down, like, just down and out in the dark.
Oh.
And I just had to figure it out. And I'm like, what's the one thing that will work out for me? Real estate. So I just chose real estate, and I committed to it. And
so this was your concept. You came up with this show.
Yes. Yes. No. Well, I came up, the decision to do real estate was 100% mine, and no one knew about it until I passed that real estate exam.
Because it could be scary when you're taking that real estate exam.
No one knew about it. Like, I did not enter this real estate business for
Hollywood.
To do
a show, right, okay. Yeah.
I did not do that. Like, I did it for myself and my children as a single mom.
Yes.
Who needs to provide.
Absolutely.
The fact that this woman is single with all that personality, that hair, that body.
I cannot.
But in the show, you said you won't have sex again until your first real estate deal is done. So I have to know.
I'm drying up a little.
Wait, are you sticking to that? Are you sticking to that deal?
I mean, nature kind of takes its course.
Basically, the answer is no. Are your kids going to be on this show at all?
The kids are on the show.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we obviously have to ask, how is co-parenting going?
Co-parenting is going really well.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that part of life I got, yeah, like, it's good. It's all good. And my ex and I, we really are doing a great job co-parenting. We're working really well together. The kids are happy. Like, every minute goes into the kids and making sure that they are number one.
How old are your kiddos yet?
They're 11 and 7.
Okay, so what happens to the day when they get, like, Netflix on their phones and they're like, were you in a show called Girls Next Door?
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, we're an open household. You know, you gotta be when you're in this business.
Totally.
Like, you really have to be open and honest and use really strong communication skills with your kids if you're gonna be a celebrity.
100%. Especially when you're going to have your, like, especially reality TV people.
Yeah.
We have to. I feel like we're in reality TV because we talk about our lives on camera every day.
Mm-hmm.
When you commit to being an open book, you can't shield those things from your family and your friends.
Absolutely not.
You've got to just be honest, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to be honest. And any questions they have, they ask. And there's no, you know, there's no hiding.
Yeah.
There's no hiding. So it's a very strong bond we have at home. And it's very normal. I'm a very dork, basic mom. I mean, I really am.
Are
like,
you?
We're just really...
What happens?
They like me because I'm a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like that. Also, like, it forces you to have to take accountability for your mistakes because your children are going to see them anyway. So that's
100%.
Probably a healthy way to approach
100%.
Parenting.
100%.
Good,
but
I'll take that
note.
Right.
But what matters now is what they're seeing now.
Yes.
So how is mama going to pick herself up and really, you know, conquer the world.
Right? No,
absolutely.
It's true. It's true. Especially when, you know, it's crazy because I'm like, how are you single? But I remember my mom being a single mom and she never really dated because she didn't want to waste her time, but she also didn't want us to meet a man who was going to
not be permanent,
not be perfect for us and not have our best interest at heart.
Yep.
And she didn't want my sister to see her with some trash ass man. And she didn't want me to be like, you know what I mean?
That's real. And that's how I'm doing it too. Like it's really hard to think about dating. Like I can't even dating. Like what is dating? Like meeting a bunch of random people and like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'd rather just jump to I just want to get married and call it a day. Like, so like.
So you'd get married again?
I would, yeah. But I just don't like dating.
So you want to be on 90 Day Fiancé?
How do you?
90 Day Fiancé.
Love at first sight. You want to be on Married at First Sight?
No. I just want to focus on my career for now.
Yes. Oh my God.
Well, you guys, if you are looking for a new piece of real estate in LA, because the market is hot, you better call Kendra.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, check out Kendra Sells Hollywood when it premieres tomorrow on Discovery Plus.
Amazing.
And after the break, JoJo Siwa is here to tell us all about the drama on her new show, plus what she'll do if she wins Dancing with the Stars. That is next.
Ooh!
It's gonna be a lot of fun, but a lot of hard work. You think you're gonna be able to handle my mom? I thought the same thing when I was 9.
And look at you now.
And look where I am now, so it may have worked.
Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution premieres tonight on E! And joining us now, the mother-daughter duo making it all happen, JoJo and Jesselyn Siwa!
Yay!
Thank you.
I want to be a pop star. Do you think I have what it takes?
Oh, my God. Honestly, like, technically cute.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lisa Rae's baby is obsessed with you, by the way.
Oh, my God. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter. And when I told her that we were interviewing you, she was like, but I want to have a JoJo birthday party. Like, I said, see what I can do. So I want to
tell her that I say happy birthday.
I will.
I love it so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now I need to know, how intense do things get on this show?
Honestly, really intense. I was not prepared for it to get as stress ball change as it did. And it's wild, you know? I think the pressure that was on us to create such an amazing girl group, we just didn't want anything to go wrong.
And the moms just wanted their kids to be a part of it so bad, it just got so stressful that—
It's always the mom.
They could barely even stand up at the end. Yes.
It's always the mom.
It is.
Oh, they were crazy. Yes. Actually, episode five is hilarious. I actually go at one of the moms for being mean to my mom.
Wow.
And I don't know if they're leaving it in the edit, but it's my first time ever swearing on camera. And it's really scary.
Twice.
She was so mad. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
By the way, how many people did you call? And you were like, guess what I just did.
So I literally FaceTimed my mom. I was going to the bathroom and I called my mom and I was like, down! Skip to 40 minutes and 32 seconds. You're not ready.
Like, you're 18, it's fine.
Scary.
It is, no, it's super scary. But, you know, a lot of times, I don't know if you guys, you know this, but in the music industry, you'll see some of these young pop girls, and you're like, oh, I wonder why she never made it. And they would always be like, her mom was hard to deal with, because her mom was their managers. And
your mom has to be, I'm going to hype you up a lot right now, your mom has to be just perfect to be a pop star mom. You know, it's the perfect combination.
Oh my God, that's so special.
It's the combination of wanting it and being a little crazy and doing everything you possibly can, but also being nice and being ethical and being supportive and being humanly. You know what I mean? There's a point where you have to be a momager, and there's a point when you have to be a human and be a mom. And I think that my mom does a great job at being both of those.
Aww. Thank you.
And I love it. Wow. New kiddos.
I see a friendship here, you know? And I always say that, you know, I'm not my daughter's friend, but I also just see a closeness and a bond here.
Yeah.
So I want to say congratulations because you're doing Dancing with the Stars and you made it in the final.
Yes!
Can you believe?
Okay, so how do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is our dance from last night. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe it. I am so grateful Dancing with the Stars for the last 10 weeks has just been the best experience ever.
Yeah.
And it's changed my life so much. It's been just so amazing, and I'm so grateful. And to be in the finals, the Stevenators pulled through. Mm-hmm. They voted. We got two perfect scores last night. Yeah.
It's so crazy. You know, it's so interesting. We were talking earlier about King Richard, the new Serena Williams and Venus movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
and we talked about how her dad gave up a lot of his life and his career to take on, you know, how has, because it was probably wasn't easy, but how has that affected your life?
That is exactly what we did. Like, I had a dance studio for 15 years. I sold it. My husband was a chiropractor for like over 20 years. He sold his practice all for JoJo, you know, all so we could come to California and be together as a family. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my kids, like, you're young now, but your life is going to change so much. Just go with it. You know, just go with
Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
And I want to know, because we talked about this as well, do your siblings feel like they don't have an identity, or do they try their hardest to keep up with you?
You know, it's interesting. I have one brother. He's older than me. He's 21. And he is the most supportive brother in the world. He really is. Truthfully, years ago, we tried to get him into YouTube. I tried to do a YouTube character thing with him. He tried to do YouTube by himself, then kind of got into social media, and it wasn't his thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it felt like a circle going into a square peg. A square peg going into a circle.
Right.
It's fine. It's very early in the morning. I had a long night last night.
Late night and early morning.
Late night and early morning. Give me a little bit of a break. And so now he's kind of found his path. He's in real estate school now. And so, I mean, I'm so happy for him. I'm so glad that he has his thing. I'm so proud of him. He's my big brother, and I just love him.
I love it. Now, I heard that you're doing your first Friendsgiving.
Oh.
But I need to know, you're perfect at everything. You got perfect scores on the Dancing with the Stars.
Do you
get perfect scores in the Friendsgiving?
Well, okay, here's the thing.
Uh-oh, that means something else.
It was Friendsgiving, and it was literally with my two best friends, Luke, who's the vocal coach on Siva's Dance Pop Revolution, and Jenna, who's my partner on Dancing with the Stars. And so it's a blast. However, the amount that Jenna and Luke were getting frustrated with me while trying to cook was, I was stirring up, we made these cranberry turkey meatballs, and I was mixing up all the stuff, and Jenna was just watching me, and finally she was like, just let me do it. But she's like my older sister, and so I was like, please be my guest. But it was a blast. We got to eat, we got to have fun, we got to spend the whole day together. It was a blast.
Well, the best part about this is you guys can watch this thing. First, you can catch Siva's Dance Pop Revolution tonight. It's right here on E! and Peacock. And How We Friendsgiving Beginner Mode with JoJo Siwa is available now on Watch Together via Messenger and Instagram. You have got to see it. It is hilarious.
I swear I can cook. It's a boxed Kraft mac and cheese. But I swear I can cook.
I don't know about that.
I've seen an episode. She can't cook, you guys. We'll be right back with more Daily Bop. Today's holiday gift guide is all about toys. To get these hot items, just scan that QR code you're about to see. Take a look. If you have young kids, there is no escaping the Cocomelon craze. So this deluxe family playhouse set is the perfect gift for those baby JJ fans. And my favorite part, I need one of these in my house. Can I get this shark potty for myself? Like, I want a full-size shark potty. It also plays fun songs and phrases.
That was it for baby JJ.
If you have an older kid or a kid that's really into science, this is an experimental kit that kids are going to love. It's a mega cyborg hand that kids can build for themselves. And if no batteries are in the house, that is not a problem. You can wear it and operate it with your own fingers. I mean, this is so cool. I'm gonna need two of these, okay? Maybe I can use these for work. If your kid is one of the millions that plays Roblox, you probably had to deal with some of those temper tantrums during that blackout. Well, no more. And it has all of these accessories, so it brings the video game to life. This is something that makes a great stocking stuffer and parents will love because it doesn't make a huge mess like slime. This thinking putty is unbelievable. It won't dry out, and look, this is a great stress relief. I play with this all day when Morgan's getting on my nerves. So this is going to be the hottest thing ever. Catch this. Yes! Fidget and sensory toys are a huge trend, but most of them are small and easy for kids to lose. You end up buying 25, 30 of them. This is the Dimple Pops. It's strong, it's sturdy. You can poke it, you can pop it. It's so much fun. It has like this squishy silicone feeling that is so satisfying. I can literally do this all day, but I'm a grown man and I have to work. There is another experiment the kiddos are going to love. It's the Yummy Rainbow Lip Balm Lab. You know who else would love this? I think Morgan Stewart would actually love this.
Oh my God, would I?
Would Ro love to become a little mini mogul, a little Kylie Jenner in the making?
This is all Ro wants. This is all she needs to strive for.
I kind of love this because you can kind of customize and make things for your customers, i.e. your parents.
Yep, smell this. Banana.
And if you love your child, what you should do, moms out there, is make the whole beauty salon come to life with the Blinger on the go. Ooh. This little thing lets you stamp stickers into your friend's hair.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see if we can do
it.
Let's
see, I wanna see. Yep. And if it doesn't work, I can take this hair out, so it's okay.
It's fine, it's not hers.
Did it work?
Yes!
It
oh my God, it's cute! I have a game that's fun for all families. It's called
Which?
Floor is Lava.
Oh, get over there. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay. The floor is lava. Pat your head and rub your belly at the same time. Act like a penguin and waddle on your tile. Clap your hands 10 times as fast as you can.
Isn't this so much fun?
This is so much fun. This is fun for the whole family.
I literally did all of my holiday shopping with these e-online shops. I know. And if you want to do your holiday shopping now, head over to eonline.com/shop. E makes a little commission for sales made through the site.
That's okay, though. We coordinated.
Uh-huh. We don't make that much. Up next, it's a Real World LA reunion. We're talking fights, regrets, and why they're doing it all over again. You don't want to miss it.
Real World LA, I'm on the way.
This is the true story.
True story.
I watched the New York season. Season 2 took it to another whole extreme.
Oh, it was not funny.
Are you serious?
Here I come.
David's falling off the rails.
Y'all look like y'all was having a meeting.
I'll apologize. I know it doesn't mean anything.
I'm not even going to with you. You about to piss me off.
I'm still scared for that young man right now.
I'm looking at you in your face, and I'm telling you what I was dealing with.
28 years after the Real World Los Angeles debut, the cast is reuniting and the two OGs are here. Tammy and Beth, welcome to Daily Vlog! When I saw this preview, I was like, this is about to get real. Excuse my language on daytime TV. Did it get real?
It got really real. Like, you can't even anticipate how this is real again, right? Again.
It was, I mean, I'm kind of hoping that we could like all get along and like really get to know each other. We're like the older version of ourselves. We've lived some life. And so I went in there with an open heart, open mind, hoping that it was going to be, you know, really, really an amazing experience.
It's a
shit
show.
And it was.
I was like, they turn you around. She was trying to be nice.
The suit is
trying to be nice.
No, not at all. But it's so crazy because, like, after 28 years, you would think, oh, yeah, we're just going to move on and, like, start our lives all over again. But the drama picks up where it left off.
Oh, my God.
That day, Beth, looking back 28 years ago, did you realize what was going on between Tammy and David was serious as it was?
Oh, I mean, I knew. I mean, that's why when Tammy was in the hallway, I jumped on top of her because I was like, if I was there and I was like, please don't pull the blankets on me, I would hope somebody would help me come to my rescue and help me. Yeah. So, I mean, that was just a natural thing for me to do. For Tammy, for anybody in the house, I would have done that for.
And you know, the whole purpose of Homecoming was to go back and actually look at those clips again, see how we feel about them now versus how we felt about them then. Let me tell you something. My stance has not changed. I think that even 30 years ago to 30 years to the present. No means no, stop means stop. I don't want this means I don't want this. I still stand on that.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say is that I wasn't as transparent. Mm-hmm. I wasn't as open as I should have been with information so that people could understand why my reaction was the way that it was. And they get a chance to see that on Homecoming.
Wow.
Well, did he ever apologize?
Good question.
I don't think I ever got an apology.
Even in the 30 years?
Even in 30 years.
Are you looking for one?
I felt that just as he was, should have been afforded one, because listen, what ended up happening with him being kicked out of the house was not what I wanted to happen in that moment. I feel like, and everything that transpired with his life afterwards, I felt he was owed an apology for that, mm-hmm. because that was a heavy cross to bear. You understand? Mm-hmm. And we acknowledge that. We're not negating that. But equally so, yes, I deserved an apology because at the end of the day, no means no.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't fight with that. It's so crazy because you look at reality stars now, and you get on a reality show, boo, you can sell some lashes, you can sell some lipstick, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But when you guys first started, you had 10 times as many eyeballs watching you. And once you did a reality show, that was it. You had to, like, poof and be gone.
Well, let's be clear. We didn't know that reality show... Right, was going to be reality show. This started off as a documentary. It was originally supposed to be a soap opera. Then we came in season two, and now we know this is a show. Mm-hmm. Had we known what we know now, I mean, I'd be getting commission on all these shows. You know what I'm saying? That came after us. We had no idea.
I mean, we'd be bigger than the Kardashians right now.
Right?
Look, if we're getting commission from every reality show that came after us.
Oh, you'd be right there.
Yeah, you'd be right there.
You wouldn't have been in Miami,
Let me tell you, I sure wouldn't have.
Morgan Stewart, how many times have we talked about Basketball Wives and we were like, Tammy is doing it today?
Because she's true. You know, she's honest. She's always been unapologetically her. And she's saying, hey, I don't mind being here, and I don't mind being friends with you, but what you won't, you're not going to do.
Put your hand in my face.
She's going to tell you. This is what you're not going to do.
Put your hand in my face.
And we share that. You know, I've seen, you know, we've got the same personality. We're equally yoked in that way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's important. If you're going to do reality TV, it's not about your 15 minutes. It's not about trying to sell the lashes or the music or whatever it is. It's about what is happening in your real life. And I think that's why somebody like me could be on TV for 30 years doing the thing that helped me start my career, because I'm authentically and genuinely myself all the time.
Well, okay. You guys...
Now, I might put on a wig or two.
You know, we're all going to do that.
You know, I might change that.
We're not mad
times.
About a wig. And we are also not mad that The Real World Homecoming Los Angeles premieres November 24th on Paramount Plus. Check it out. We'll be right back.
By the way, who's doing that makeup?
If a family offered you $12,000 to nanny for 2 weeks, when would you pack your bags and go? It's a real offer from a family in the UK, but there is a catch. Ooh. It's during the holidays, so you can't spend Christmas or New Year's with your family. I don't like them anyway, so I would definitely go.
By the way, this is about to be me in a week. Like,
right?
I'm not even kidding. Like, putting the offer out there now, we're going to need... Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And when I tell you, it was like I see my family throughout the year. So Christmas and New Year's, it's okay.
$12,000? Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm telling you, and these women, they're getting paid right now. And nannying is insane.
You guys, we have no time left. Lisa Ray, we're going to see you again tomorrow, though. And set your DVR because it's going to be an all-star show. Lady Gaga, Halle Berry, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Jared Leto.
Wow.
And check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30. And join us every weekday at 11 a.m. for Daily Pop right here on E!
Right.
We will see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.